See, they're the only living thing on earth that'll harm a beaver, is an alligator or a crocodile, except me.
And so he put them in the...
So we put them in the... It's slough that's getting me so much trouble.
Dang. Well, the animals that used to just come and screw up your land or do that sort of thing, you call them?
We've never had any bad animals here in my life.
Eat your chickens, get in your yard.
Oh, I mean, they're still here. Just about, I'd say damn near as many now as there ever were. Fox, the damn wolf. Oh. Now, that's something we didn't have until here recently. Got a lot of them damn things. Wolves.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Wild dogs, too.
Wild dog, but then we got a well infestation of fox. But you know, it wasn't that many fox years ago, and it wasn't that many. I never did no possum. You know, back in the day before food stamps thing, niggas eat possum. And hell, didn't have none of them. Possum was a rare dish for some of these folks. Hell, possums and coons now are more plentiful now than anything in the world.
Yeah. Well, you said you'd just say, I'm going to get me a gun and go out and kill him.
What, possum or fawn bitch or varmint?
Varmint.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, what kind of things might you get around a pond when you're fishing?
Snakes.
Yeah, well.
Moccasins.
You ever fish a cane pole?
Yeah.
Now, them kind of things that land on the end of your cane pole and...
Lynches.
Well, these things had long, thin wings, transparent wings, and big eyes, and long body.
Oh, you talking about... one dragon. We call them dragnets, and then we call them... What was them some bitches? They ain't too many of them here no more.
You know, they used to dart around.
Yeah, hell yeah. Looked kind of like an airplane, you know.
Yeah.
Granddaddies? No, it wasn't any of that. That was one of them damn things like had legs. What in the hell did we call them things? I forget the name of them things now.
Yeah. Well, now, what other things might you get around and find around a pond? Come out croaking at night?
Frogs.
What kind?
Bullfrogs. Oh, hell, we have them in now. We often go bull until my knee got in trouble. Bullfrog, of course, I do a little outlawing now.
Outlawing?
Yeah, I'll drive along the farm and they'll be in the ditches and I'll shoot them and put them in and skin them out and put them in the cooler.
You can eat them?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Some of the highest priced meat.
Hey, tell me, this tastes like chicken.
Oh, they're the best thing. Yeah, better than chicken. Yeah.
Just bullfrogs. What about little ones you might get?
Well, the small ones, you don't bother. Now, the only use for a damn bullfrog is either to eat or if he's small enough, put him on a trot line.
Would you ever get,
trout line, you set them out to get catfish.
No, yeah, I know. But would you ever get the other ones that might get in your garden? What about the ones you might
get? Them toad frogs.
Yeah.
Oh, them bastards, they wasn't no good. They wasn't nothing. We'd play with them. Yeah. Something like that.
And then the kinds that come out after rain, and you see them every
tree time. Frogs and spring frogs. We've still got just a minute of them, I think.
Do you eat seafood? Do you like what kind? What kind do you know about you eat?
I don't know of any kind I don't eat.
Yeah.
Shrimp.